Now, let me start off by saying,
what?
I don't want y'all to think the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope.
Don't
think
get
that.
This shit twisted. I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just gotta prove a point.
You know,
I gotta prove a point.
You know what I mean?
And I gotta let these women know,
like
too.
Cause
yo. You know why?
Yo, I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Huh?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Yo,
motherfucking fly. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't. Go figure. They come with making figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can or muscle. You making me chuckle. Cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pick me toes like sugar free. A lot of shit's been done to me, conceal my emotions. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room, I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home. You wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the streets for someone else to get up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing up a G. Till the day I die, ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fly.
Now I don't try to come off me.
I really hate when you cry, but I'll be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Gave these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes. So I got weed, gas, drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here to infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class. And my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass.
Right.
I got the ball now, bitch, you got a foul to grade one. That fucking makes 68, but you can keep the air one. You ain't follow that, so listen here. I ain't even spit. I'm saving room for my main course. You decided, and I ain't in the mood.
Nope.
I'm looking for some better food, cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Cause
I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I saw the game, you tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip flip, but not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I'll rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else could take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like kid and play. Daggers had enough of that. Get your shit, you gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president.
Whoa.
Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a job. Just about to say I do, but now this shit would never be. So I'll just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G. I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm still a G.
You know what I mean? Motherfucking
fly. You didn't come correct, you don't come at all. You know what I mean?
Motherfucking fly. I'm a G. Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Motherfucking fly.
That's all you bring into the table. Motherfucking fly. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
I'm out. Dagger.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, let me get my co-host in. Hold on. Y'all got to excuse me, man. If y'all knew what I've been through, like I said, the last little 2 hours and shit since I've been off of work, but we're going to get into that. But, Queen, how you feeling?
I'm okay. How about you?
Man, I'm pissed off right now at the female species. Very pissed off. Like I said, I'm going to apologize now for all the actual ladies out there, but you're going to hear bitch a whole lot tonight. I know, like I said, I respect the ladies, but some of the females out there is really fucking it up for y'all. Trust me. But that's where I'm at right now. But before we get into that, as I shout out always, the boss lady, Topaz Lachey. Without her, there's no West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, y'all. Without her, there wouldn't be no Bang Out Radio. So thank you very much, boss lady, for allowing me to do my motherfucking thing over here. We can't wait till you get back. Also, shout out to the X and B Squad, bringing in the new year real proper, like in February. What is it? The 1 year anniversary going down in Vegas, trying to get down there, and Dagger and the Widow Boy is going to be down there performing in Vegas. So I mean, if you ain't got nothing else to do, you might want to be in Vegas. Make sure you look for it. And also shout out to all independent artists, everybody out there doing their musical thing. Because again, without y'all, there is no show either. Because like I said, we don't do that commercial shit over here. It's got to be independent, and it's got to be that real live shit. So thank y'all for doing what y'all are doing. Make sure y'all keep doing it and sending it to the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can do what some of y'all been doing, I've been noticing, sending it to my co-host here. Like I said, it's cool. You know what I mean? Ain't no, you know, I'll be wanting to send your stuff too, so it's okay. I understand. But thank you, Quig, because I got some new music from you as well, because you've been doing whatever you've been doing out there. So let them know where they can keep sending the music to you at.
You guys can send it to queenvee1991@gmail.com. Queenvee1991@gmail.com.
All right, y'all, there y'all go. So make sure y'all hit either email. Like I said, it will be put in rotation. And, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there that listens to the show, that's been supporting the show, supporting these independent artists, whatever you're here for, if you're just here, thanks. All right, because we need everybody. We're all in this together. I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep saying it because it's the truth. And, you know, this is not only Bang Out Radio, but this is reality radio. So we're going to keep it real with y'all at all times, no matter what. All right, so now, again, all I'm asking y'all to do is just talk about the show. If you got Twitters, if you got this, if you got whatever you out there, whatever social network you got, Skype, whatever the fuck you fucking with, if you get the link to this show, just, like I said, I see y'all on Facebook, like it. That's just for Facebook, though. If you're on Facebook and you like the show, if you click the like button, just go over a little bit more, press the share button, and just share it wherever. I don't care where you share it. Share it on your own page. Share it on a friend's page. Share it in a group. I don't give a fuck. Just share it at least one time. All right, but this is for all y'all with your Twitters and whatever else y'all got out there, you know, all these other websites and everything. If you get the link to the show, if you get it through your email or whatever, just share it one time somewhere else, just somewhere where, you know, motherfuckers might not know where it's at, all right? Maybe y'all know some shit that I don't even know, but let's keep it going. That's all y'all got to do. We're going to keep growing. We're going to bring in the new year real proper, and happy belated Christmas to everybody, even though I'm in a pissed off mode. So happy belated Christmas, Queen. Did at least your Christmas turn out okay?
Ooh, Dagger.
Did your Christmas at least turn out okay?
I had a good Christmas. It was really good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Like I said, everybody be better than Dagger. I'm Grinch with it this year. Fuck that. Bye, humbug. Christmas was yesterday. It's over. Now we on some new shit. And like I said, I'm sorry. I'm just a little hostile tonight. I'm just. But yo, you're gonna feel me in a second. At least I hope y'all gonna feel me. But right now we're gonna get into the music because it's not y'all fault that, you know, other people piss me off. So we got some brand new music right here, y'all. Young Chef, Cash Only, and Diz the Legend. Go ahead, shout it. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Go ahead, shorty, watch her twerk it, then she's dropping low. Wait, where you killing me? I'm gonna end up in a hospital. I like the way you moving, how your body moving. Go ahead, make it clap, damn, that shit's amusing. Eyes open, tongue out, on some Looney Tunes shit. Let me smack that ass, bada bing, bada boom, bitch. Bitch, my name's Cash, you about to make me spin it all. And I'm selling all my niggas when I get the draw. Set me out of my bar suit. Goddamn, you going hard, boo. I got a wet, fuck her in the whip. That's what I call a car fool. Yep. Right after I smashed it, oh, she was trying to be classy, yo. She hit me with those six words. I ain't never did that before. Back to the bar, cause I need another cup of rum. Just fuck the stripper, so I'm flying on another one. And I got another one. And she know what I'm about. You know how the story ends. Bottom brother signing up.
Stones all around my neck and wax, wax. I'm on the road to the riches, this just here my second step. I just seen it all from the dope of some women. A lot of niggas in my clique, most of them winning. $100 bills in the middle of these ones. If you drop it right, I'ma throw some with it. So work it, bitch. Show me what you working with. Tryna have you leave here with so much cash in your bag. They gon' think you was over here turning tricks. Miley, Miley, Keisha, Keisha, Tammy, whatever your name is. I don't really care cause it don't even matter. I'm tryna find out how your brain is. You doing too much talking. Stop from shaking like you're supposed to. I'm faded, so faded. What the fuck ain't call my chauffeur? A lot of niggas talk, but they ain't about that. Life, you can have the world if you act right. Your ex-man never left his own hood. Me, I'd have been to hell, went back. Right, riding around the city, getting money. I was paying chef. Was on the road to riches till we make that left. Nigga, that's right. I'll be back right where we started at. Bad bitches that do what I say. Ain't no talking back. Every dollar I brought with me, I'ma blow it all. Already drunk, we ain't even bottles, bitch, we showing off. She called me daddy like I'm who she did that paper to. Come and get this shit, bitch, I know you been waiting.
Go ahead, shawty, the way you drop it to the floor to dance for me. Imagine if you on the pole, go ahead, shawty. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, shawty. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, shawty. The way you drop it to the floor to dance for me. Imagine.
See, shit already fucking up already. Y'all gotta excuse me. Hold on. Queen, still good? Come back. Queen? Yeah, can you hear me? I guess
he's... Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Like I said, I'm back early, but hold on. Did my shit just start working again? Let's see. Hold on. If it started working again, then I may not need you right now. I'm really sorry. I'm just, like I said, trying to woosah in this, but not having a fucked up show. Is this gonna work? Let's see. Alright, we'll still be back, y'all. Sorry.
I'm laying on the bed. again for your guidance. Can you take it? But please don't start crying. Look, the walls you'll be climbing, and you know I ain't lying. Strawberry different, laying in between me. Please flash your cliff, you are the college thing. You know.
Home, make me home, talk with that homely little white gal.
Kobe.
Right. Now, I know exactly what happened to Kobe. Kobe caught that white fever. White fever get in your blood, man, it'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right. They got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Now, don't sound like it. What you doing?
I'm drinking right now. And I'm talking to Koya. My mind is in all sorts of different places right now. I'm sorry. It's hump night, so my mind is kind of in the gutter right now. Sorry.
let's just leave it all back there. Because like I said, I don't got nothing good to say. So you run the shit. Well, what are we talking about tonight? Because I don't got nothing positive to say. So what are we talking about tonight? Help me get my mind off of my bullshit.
First off, all right. Koya says hi, everybody.
I don't know
what I want to talk about.
You said your mind's in the gutter, so what is it in the gutter about? Where's your mind at?
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now. Koya, my ear is. Me and Koya was sitting here talking about getting some bomb right now, and I think that sounds so good because you know it's hump night, so I'm in the mood. I'm drinking. I'm sipping. I'm not like drinking. I'm not drunk. Just started. Yeah. So yeah, but I mean.
Okay, so let's take it one step further. So take us down memory lane. Tell us a story about one of the best, like, sessions you've had. Tell us, you know what I mean, tell us what happened, where, you know, what brought it about, maybe, you know, what was so special about it. Go ahead, story time.
You want to hear about my best,
Or one of, if you could choose from some of me. I mean, I don't know. But most girls, to my understanding, some girls usually have that one or a few of them. That's like, you know what, that one right there, yeah, that's got to go down in the book.
All right. We can go there. Let's go. I don't have a problem sharing. It's story time. Let's go. All right. So, me... And we wanted to call me and my boo, we was, you know, we took a night out. It was me and him. We got a room. And, you know, I don't know. We smoked, we drank, and we was posted up in the room. It was all good. You know, we took our nice little showers, and I had on my heels when he came out. And, you know, and, I mean, it got... He gave me the virus head. I'm gonna talk to you like I'm talking to Koya. I don't care. He gave me the bombing head, and I don't know. I think I'm good at my job, but I felt like I did the same.
Right.
I mean, and it got cracking, you know. I mean, and this was like, you know, me and him, we've only been talking a couple months now. So I mean, like. He put it down. Like, this had to go in the history books because I was like, I know he's listening. It's so crazy.
Oh, he tunes into the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting. Well, whoever you are, man, you put it down, whoever you are. Go ahead.
And he, you know, he was getting it, and don't know. I guess I passed out. I don't know if he knows this. I kind of blacked out for a second after, you know,
during the process?
It was after I let my last little nut out and he got his out. And when I woke up, I was standing straight up and I was out the bed butt naked. So he's looking at me like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, and I'm coming too because I really don't know how it happened. I'm really coming too.
Well, you don't know how you got from the bed to standing up on the side of it, just standing there like.
I was on the bed. I have no clue how I ended up standing straight up. But I'm standing straight up off the side of the bed, and he's looking at me. And he's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Mm-hmm, yes, I'm beautiful. Mm-hmm, I'm great. And, you know, I got back in the bed, and I knew he had put it down because when I got next to him, he was sweating, but I was hot. I had just had my little hot flash thing. I was out, and I came back, too. Like, my whole body just, like, kind of cooled down. But when I got back in the bed to, like, lay next to him, he was sweating. I knew he was putting in work, but I
No, but is that a good thing? Because I've been in situations where some girls don't like sweat. I mean, you like sweat? Is that proof?
I love sweat. Oh, I love sweat. It's beautiful because then Sequoia.
Look. If she's gonna talk, she needs to pick up a phone and call in. She no need to talk in the background. If she's gonna talk, she needs to pick up a phone.
We'll put Koya on. She's gonna tell her story because Koya tells the most beautiful sex stories. And as a female, makes you go like, "Oh, I want to have a sex story."
All right. Well, hold on. Well, tell Koya to get her story ready. I think I know who this is calling in right quick. So I'm gonna holler at my man right here. And then we're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back with Koya's story. So have her get her story ready, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Let's see. Straight out the 313-8076. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
God damn, Playboy, take the fuck off.
That's what I thought I knew. Like I said, man, that's what I knew this was, man. What it do, my nigga? How you feeling, Ashley?
Oh, man, so everything's great, baby.
Man, shit, going buck wild over here. Hey, you see, now I got you. Hold on, man. So let me talk to you for a second, man. Hold on. Queen, I'm sorry I'm muting you for a second, but y'all just get y'all story saying. Let me talk to Ashton, because I remember one time you told me a story, Ashton, about some crazy shit with some bitches happened, like in a parking lot somewhere or something, you know, woo, this, that. You know, remember that story you told me? You told me that story one time. Remember that?
Shit, man. Hell nah, man.
Oh, you know, man, you smoke too much, man. You can never smoke too much.
It's like I be fucking too much, man. I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fucker got
well,
a fucking
this is,
problem.
This was before, you know, Snoop, you linked up with Snoop and everything like that. You know, this is maybe like a year, you know what I mean, when you first started to fucking with your boy, man. You know what I mean? It's old times now. But it was just funny because I'm thinking, like, man, I'm going through some psycho shit with some bitches nowadays, man. I'm just trying to I'm trying not to have to hit one of these bitches, man. And I'm just, but look, you going to give it to me straight. If she really deserves it, like really deserves it, is it okay? I've been taught that it's not, but I keep getting back and forth, and I'm not trying to be a woman beater or anything, but you know.
Oh, okay. You're talking about it.
I just want it just once. I'm not saying I'm about to hit her, you know, close-handed. I can't just pow, one nice, vicious, you know, open. I can't get one? No? Is that a bad thing?
Well, see, this what I'm gonna say, man. Like, this me personally. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if a woman think that she man enough to put her hands on a man, you know what I'm saying? Then goddamn it, she man enough to take your head back. You know what I'm saying? So like that's how I put it. And then also, if a woman ever threatened my life, like by pulling a pistol or a knife on me, you damn right, I'm gonna put a scare in her life to let her know. You better not never, ever do no shit like that ever again. You feel me?
Because what I'm thinking, man, because a lot of the shit I've been going through lately, man, bitches been taking a nigga kindness for, like, straight weakness. And what I'm realizing, especially nowadays and today's time and everything, more bitches is just getting like that. You know what I mean? It's just don't give a fuck. No respect, no this. They just don't care. You know what I mean? About nothing. Except they sell.
Yeah.
Which is what I've always been able to say is that, and what I'm noticing more and more is that, and people, when it comes down to it, especially bitches, they gonna only look out for themselves and not give a fuck about the next person.
See, that's why it's important to just be on some shit, like, not really, like, fuck bitches, but at the same time, it's like, just, like, put certain things to the side so you can focus on getting your money, because you get the money first and then the respect follows, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
but what I'm saying is, it's not like, a bitch will have to respect me just on general principle. Like, I'm just not no sucker ass, you know, by the way type nigga that you could just do whatever and act whatever and say whatever towards, you know what I mean, like that, you know, cause
yeah,
that's what I mean. And it's like, yeah, definitely get your money first, everything like that. I'm not saying, but you know, cause I mean, we men, you know, we deal with females, we deal with bitches, you know. And then it's like, they don't realize that we don't have to, it goes both ways, but I mean, I'm on some nigga shit right now. It's like, bitch, I don't have to, especially when you helping them out more than they doing for you and everything, bitch, I don't have to be involved in this. You know what I mean? You should be, like, kind of understanding that. You know, I'm feeling real, like, trying to get on my pedestal right now on bitches, because this shit is fucking crazy. These bitches are getting out of line and all kind of levels.
Already, I feel you, bruh. Man, like, these women, man, like, it seems like, man, they just, like, so unappreciative of the shit that you able to do for them. It's like, even if it's not monetary, it's like, when you hook up with a real nigga, for one, real niggas is very rare to find, you know what I'm saying? So
number one,
you at least need to appreciate a nigga for being real.
Exactly. Don't even recognize that. Like I said, real niggas and other niggas and the rest of these motherfuckers is two different things. And like you just said, there's not that many of us, nigga, like, real straightforward. Forward, like, straight up, like, but keep going, man. Keep talking.
Yeah, it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? I tell a bitch straight like this, like, all the game that I give you, you can't buy that shit nowhere, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, flat out, you know what I'm saying? The game that I get, man, you can't buy that shit nowhere. You feel me? So it's like, man, just take real nigga how a real nigga is, you know what I'm saying? Whether you got to hold him down, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Shit, hold that nigga down, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight like that.
Man, this is crazy, man. But not, like I said, not to have you involved in my shit, actually. But, I mean, everything going good with everything else, man. Let people know where they can find your music and shit. Are you hanging out for the night, man, or you just passing through?
Yeah, man, I'm hanging out.
Well, hold on. Since you hanging, then I don't gotta say all that just yet. Hold on. Let's bring up these other two phone lines real quick. Then we'll get into some music, and we're going to open things back up real quick, y'all. So I just had to, like I said, I don't know what's wrong with bitches nowadays. And I'm not talking about all ladies all together. Like I said, if this doesn't apply to you, then don't get mad. But bitches, I'm talking about y'all ass right now. Shout out to 323-0195. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do? Let me bring Queen back in. I'm sorry, Queen, I got you all muted. Yo, what it do?
Dagger, what it do? It's your boy Young Pip, man. I hear that shit you talking over there about them bitches.
Man, hey, Tip.
Hey,
man,
I called you at the right motherfucking time, nigga.
Man, because look, man, I ain't even told the story about what just happened. Man, I'm going to save that because I want to see who's going to really hang out. And I want y'all, because like I said, I'm already going to be the first one to be like, I'm a dumbass. You shouldn't have did that shit in the first place. But I mean, but trusting bitches. Now, Tip, look, let me ask you this, man. Where do I want to even go with this? As a matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to bring in this other caller real quick. Hold on. See, we got a squad in here. We about to lay it in. I know it's ladies' night on Hump Nights, but I mean, nah. Fellas, you taking over. Where my niggas at tonight, man? Fuck this shit tonight. Straight out to 323-7613. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
Now you're talking about fucking bitches. No, I don't
want to
talk about bitches.
Nah, we got to. Queen, come on now. You know some. You know some dumbass bitches in the world too. Don't get it twisted. We on the same level here. Don't.
Hey, we gotta sit here and talk about niggas sometimes.
Yeah, so
we all.
I'm just
like
I said,
you might not be like the type of females we're talking about.
Yeah,
so
that's
don't
what I'm saying.
Get
if
into,
this don't
you
apply
know?
To you, then don't get mad. That's all I'm gonna say. But I got some shit I gotta get off my chest, and I got some of the homies hanging with me, so I gotta let it go. I mean, damn.
We can go there. Let's go. All
right, thank you. But we still gonna get the Koya story later. But like I said, my niggas didn't check this, so now we gotta talk some shit real quick. But no, but hold on. Straight out the 323s again. 761. 7613, you got Dagger and Queen. What it do? All right, not saying nothing? All right, well, you press one. But all right, that's cool. Now, look, all right, Tip, hang for a second. Ashton, hang in. Queen, we're going to play a couple of tracks real quick, and then we're going to get back. And like I said, I'm going to tell my story. Fuck it. I'm going to let y'all know exactly what happened so I know the homies can laugh at me real quick, because that's what niggas do. We laugh at each other when niggas do dumb shit. But see, I admit it off top.
Because I already know that it was some dumb shit. But it's a, but see, trusting bitches. But this is what happened.
Hey, that's a real nigga, though. Right? That's a real mistake.
I'll,
right
tell, I'll tell y'all what happened. We'll be right back, y'all. Hold on. Angel, Eden, let's go.
Cause I can feel it emerging. Self-confidence and swag, all that forever. When sanity and labor, that's a whole heap of cheddar. I'm my own competition, can't nobody do it better. Cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. Get my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. But they mean that the crazes in the veil of brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip wings on the fly,
radar, so on, etc. A fetish chasing acres that's greener than your asparagus. Lately, I've been dreaming I'm running away from bed. So I'm cautious on the phone, watching every word I said. And I'm picking with my friends, working harder with my pen. Yeah, this money's on my mind, but this time is on my head. And I don't know who to trust. A small circle is a must. So I'm patient with these fucks. I know I buzz off with this lead. Innovative with my thoughts and educate them with my words. Make your money in the hood and then you move out to the birds. Never cop the first flea. Take your time and get a journal. Cause these crackers playing games with niggas' life with no concern.
When I strip queen, I'm a fly. And I ain't even worried, cause nothing you can do about it. Do about it, do about
revenge
it.
Revenge is best, handed to haters through my success. With that said, I'm blessed. Through this talent, I give my best. Forgive them for they speak fluent with foolishness like the rest. Crabs in the bucket, played in the sand, but they found a guess. I do this with such finesse. The living truth in the flesh. Work ethic on some Bob Marley shit, legend and nothing less. In God, throughout the struggles, I know my time is due. AM is the name, Deuce is wild as the army to salute. Forgiving for my arrogance, executing my hot pursuit. Modifying my circle and narrow down to selected few. The only thing that bothers me, my family's in poverty. But that I give it all, even if it's my biography. My back against the wall, yeah, I know I get a lot in me. I win against the grain, very strange, it ain't a robbery. I feel attention building, women dripping out erratically. Cause you anticipate them, can't escape them, this is prophecy.
When I spread my wings, I'm a fly.
When I spread my wings,
I'm for quite some
even though they
time.
Hit me down for some time.
Yo, what's good, everybody? This is your girl, Lush 98.
Little mama looking good in that tight ass dress. Light skin, long hair, and she do for herself. She been working all week, so she ready to go out. Pop the pill, now she fizzing, now she ready to roll out. She got her friends with her, so you know she getting ratchet. And she gon' fuck tonight with a mindset and no attachment. So little mama, what's happening? We can take it to the crib. This is not MTV, but I'ma show you how I live. Drop. Drop it to the flow, but with a mindset like Luda, how low you can go. Trying to see that booty bounce up and down like a low. Grab another bottle, let's get turned a little more. We can party all night, but that's it, shit gotta go. Wake up, do it again, and tip, already know. Fucking bitches and pass them like a nigga smoking dope. And if the bitch bad, then she get it for show.
We got bitches in the living room getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in their thong. Yeah, we kicking those out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it, little mama. Gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it. Yeah, the bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on. She bounce that ass like a stripper, and I'm loving that. In the party with the goons, with a thuggin' that. Your bitch a ratchet, hitting past the heat, glovin' that. Deep in the thong, tipping quarterbackin' that. Long dick with your baby daddy slackin' that. Gone off the green, rollin' on the beans. Never captured baby bitch, mob on the scene. Serving dope dick, make them wobble when they lean. The way I put that ass to sleep, promethazine. I can fuck you, I can fuck her. Rock pussy right, baby, no chauffeur. Prefer the credit save, little mama, no fur. Dog in the house, make the kitty cat purr. Then they gotta leave, about 6 in the morning. Pass these mud hoes on, like hits to the phone. The hangover, do the whole thing over. We got bitches in the living room, getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in their thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it. Yeah, the bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
I believe that judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. There's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, still good?
I'm good.
All right, for sure. Let's get everybody back in. Man, Mr. Takeoff, man, Aston Martin, still good?
Yeah,
for sure.
Hey, hold on real quick, man. Look, I heard some sex ed ladies on their phone, man, and that one story I just heard, man, was like so damn wild when I had first tuned in. Like, hold on, let me take a little break real quick. I want y'all to connect with me right now. I don't know if y'all on Facebook or Twitter, but, you know what I'm saying, hit me up ASAP right now, facebook.com. Listen. Facebook.com/TheRealAstonMartin. Facebook.com/TheRealAstonMartin. Also, hit me up on Twitter.
See Queen over there, Ashton. Queen got a homegirl over there in the background. She playing background right now. She usually be on the phone, but she in the background. But she gonna come on and tell another story later. So we got that. Don't trip. We got something. We got you covered on there. And then Chief,
sure.
You good?
Yeah, I'm in here. I'm good.
Okay, for sure. Making sure everybody's still straight. Remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, y'all, 661-621-7559. If you're tuning in live, you either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. It'll let me know you want to get on the show. Now, all right, y'all, like I said, let me tell y'all what happened to me, which is why I'm in such a pissed-off mode right now. And it's just because, and more so with ladies, I mean, I guess, first of all, let me just say this. We all know these things can go both ways, guys, girls, this, that, but miss me on all that bullshit right now. We're talking about the bitches, all right? So don't give me that, dudes do that, did it. I don't want to hear none of that shit right now, so just save it. And if you're out there listening right now and you're saying that at home, shut the fuck up, all right? So...
But seriously, it's like shit could be a lot easier if it should just take the time to just take a couple of extra steps, you know. It just take, because I feel that females like to react more on emotion, you know what I mean? And then they also feel that because we niggas or that we men, that they could just do shit and we just supposed to be like, you know what, fuck it, you know. But, you know, we just supposed to be like that, like, what, like whatever they do is okay because they girls or they bitches. Like, nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? That's just number one. But a little backstory. Like I said, if anybody's been tuning into the show or been listening to the Bang Out and everything, like I said, y'all know I was in this little fender bender about a month and a half ago. Fucked up my whole car. They finally totaled it out, so finally gonna get some cash from that. But since that's happened, you know, I've been borrowing cars, you know, having to get rides, shit like that or whatever. But what I did do is I got another car in my name, but I got it for somebody else because they claimed the girl, the female, right? Same one we about to talk and get to the story, but this is a little backstory, right? So I put a car, this is number one, and I'm telling these stories because I want y'all to be better than that. Make better decisions than me because I do dumb shit, all right? So, of course, I put my name on a car, you know, put the car on my insurance. It's basically my car and all legalness or whatever, but basically was told that, you know, well, if you let me use the car, I'll keep the payments up on it. I'll do this, that, blah, you know all the good shit that bitches be saying when they want something. That's another thing I noticed. When a girl wants something, she can be the nicest person in the world. You know, she be all this and all the lovey-dovey and everything like that, and then once she get it, it completely turns around the other way. But like I said, just pointing out shit as we go along. So I put my name on the car right now. Since I did that, the girl done been in like two accidents. You know, cars all banged up, you know what I mean, behind all payments about $1,000 and shit. Now, keep in mind, this is all on me. It's in my name and shit, you know what I mean? So every accident she gets in, it goes to my insurance, and I'm like, I'm not even driving the motherfucker. I'm at work getting calls from my insurance company talking about, we need to talk to you about this accident over here, doo-doo-doo. And she ain't said nothing to me about it. You know what I mean? It's shit like this. This is just a little backstory. Now, all this bullshit happened. Nigga credit all fucked up behind helping this girl. You know, fast forward to today, right? Or just since I got in an accident, I'm like, you know what? You behind on the car. You done fucked up the car. Instead of me doing what I'm doing, you know, trying to make the car disappear or something like that, because, you know, we got ways of making shit disappear, you know, to pay off shit and everything. But I'm like, nah, I need a car right now. My shit's fucked up. Look, fuck it. I'm going to pay off my car with the money. Get this car off the repo list because they're looking for the car. You know, the repo men is looking. They be staking out my motherfucking people's houses and shit because when you get a car, you got to put certain addresses down and shit. People telling me motherfucking trucks is outside waiting to see if they're going to see the car and shit. Motherfuckers looking for the damn truck. This is how fucked up shit is behind the damn truck, right? But I'm like, fuck it. All right. I need a car. My car is fucked up. I'm going to take this money that I'm going to get from this little incident over here. They're going to pay off my old car. I'm going to have some change left. I'm going to use that to catch up on the new car, to catch up on the truck. I'm going to take the truck back. I'm going to catch up on the payments, get it off the repo list, catch up on the payments, fix it up and get that shit straight. Then I'm just going to be a big truck driver. Now, it amazes me is that when I need some shit done or when I need to get shit handled or whatever, that, you know, people are just nowhere to be found after I'm helping people out and doing all this. Now, keep in mind, I've been at work all motherfucking day. I get off of work at 7 o'clock. I already had to wait for a ride from the other homegirl who's supposed to be there at 7, but she was smoking with some other bitch. And so I'm sitting outside for like 30, 45 minutes in the cold. It's cold out here in L.A. right now, so I'm just standing outside of work waiting for that ride. So, okay, I get that right. It's fine. I'm trying not to trip. Like I say, I'm trying to be on this. If you look on the positive side of things, everything will be okay. So I'm trying to be positive. At least I got a ride. At least I'm not walking or whatever. So I have her take me over to where the car is, to where the other bitch is, because that's where I need to get. That's where I need to get the car from, because that's where the car is supposed to be. Now, I have her drive me out of her way to go over here to drive me off over here. Now, I'm all the way over, like, in the east side of L.A., all Vatoville, you know what I mean, and all kind of shit. Shit, I'm not supposed to be over here, you know what I mean, at no fucking 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, but I got to go get this fucking car. You know, I got to get the whip. I get all the way over there to the spot where she says she was, and I get up in there. Of course, the car is gone, like, there's no car here. Okay, now I'm already pissed off. She told me from work before I left, like, you know what, I'm over here. I'm waiting for you to get over here when you get off. all right, just text me on this number when you are when you get here, and I'll be here. So I'm like, okay, for sure. So, nigga, I'm thinking, like I said, thinking a bitch is going to do what she say she going to do. You know what I mean? So, okay, so I'm over there. I'm thinking everything good. I'm already kind of hot about being having to sit outside of work for like 30, 45 minutes, but I'm not tripping because I'm about to get in my truck. So I'm like, okay, let's just get to my truck. I get there, no fucking truck. Like, okay, now I'm like, what the fuck is this? Did they find the car? Did this, that, whoop, whatever? Like, no, okay. I'm texting the number that she gave me to text because, of course, her phone is off. She has a, she can do everything else but can't keep her fucking phone off for whatever reason. But, okay, okay, text the phone back, no response. I'm like, okay, I'm outside, no response. I'm standing outside again. I've been standing outside of work for a total of like 30, 45 fucking minutes in the cold on some bullshit. So I'm finally like, all right, now keep in mind, the place where she said she was at, I've been over there maybe like once or twice. So the people over there kind of know me, but they don't know me because I don't be over there like that. You know, this is where she go to just get away from everybody else and just be over there, just drink, smoke, let a kid run around, do whatever, you know, you just do shit there. I don't be in that kind of environment. They made my peoples like that to be over there like that, so I don't be over there. But I go over there, and now I'm outside with my shit and everything. I go knock on the door like, now this other dude, now of course the people that know me here aren't here. So I got this other dude coming out the back like, who the fuck is you? Like, ah, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, Woo-Woo's supposed to be here. She told me to meet her over here. You know, I know Auntie Woo-Woo, this, that. You know, I start dropping some names. So he's like, oh, okay. So luckily, old boy was cool. He let me step in there for a minute. Let me roll up the blunt I had. So, you know, I rolled up some weed because I'm like, but I'm pissed. You know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. Like, well, how the fuck do you tell me you're going to be here, hit you when I get here, Woo-Woo and everything like that, and you gone and been gone for like an hour. Dude say, oh, they left about an hour and a half ago. What the fuck? Are you serious? Just left, huh, in the car that I was supposed to be picking up. Now, keep in mind, there are like three cars there. You know what I mean? But no, out of all the cars there, they would hop into one that I'm supposed to pick up, that she know I'm supposed to pick up, and she go ride off with these motherfuckers somewhere else in like Watts or some shit. So I'm like, all right. They try to get her on the phone, try to get the people on the phone. Of course, the number that they're dialing, that phone's dead. Now, old boy's looking at me like, I'm like, what the fuck, you want to just sit here? I'm like, no, I'm not about to sit up in this house. I don't know y'all. No, I'm not doing that. You know, this ain't, I'm on the fucking east side, you know. And on top of all this, I had a show to do. I had a radio show to do. I can't sit up and, you know what I mean, when I got obligations and I got shit to do, and the cold part is she knows this shit. This is the shit I be talking about. This is what I mean by bitches that just don't give a fuck about shit, just don't care about a nigga. In no shape, way, or form, unless it has something to do with them. So now I'm like, all right, now I got about an hour to get from the east side to where I'm going to do the show at. No car, backpack full of shit, still in my work clothes. I'm still in my fucking work clothes now. You know what I mean? And another bag of shit that I had to bring from work. So I'm like, fuck it, man. And then, so I leave. Luckily, the other homie was upstairs. Not my homie, but, I mean, I knew him kind of, too. Smoked a blunt with him and shit. You know, I'm trying to calm down, relax. I'm trying to be like, okay, well, just fuck it. I just see where people is at with shit or whatever. Well, fuck it. But now I got to figure out how I'm going to get this show. I even called my co-host. Asked Queen. Queen was part of this story. Queen, didn't I hit you up? What time was it, like 8:15? Like, yeah. Tripping? Like, what the fuck? Like, where you at? Like, to interject this part of the story. Like, how was I sounding? Wasn't I worried? Like, what the fuck am I about to do?
Yes. Yes, you were. You was... Yes, because you wanted to know if I was at a computer. I'm like,
Because this is what I mean, like, bang out. This is what I mean about y'all out here. I mean, just on some bang out shit. Like I said, I care about this shit. So, and like I said, if nothing's going to stop me from getting here to fuck with y'all, then I'm going to do what I got to do to get here. But trust, your boy be going through some shit to get this shit going. All right? So that's what I'm saying. Talk about the show. But so now I'm like, well, fuck it. Now I got two choices. Now I could either start walking. You know, and I've done this walk before because this is not the first time this shit done happened. This is the cold part. This is what I mean. I'm dumb. I just don't learn because I think motherfuckers gonna do shit, maybe learn from their past mistakes and everything like. But no, motherfuckers don't. But I'm just saying, this is where I'm dumb with shit. That's what I'm saying. Be better than me. You know. So I'm like, okay, I walked before. Now the last time I walked this motherfucker, it took me like 45 minutes almost to get to where I was going. Now that was not gonna be enough time to get there, do the show, do anything. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. Pat in my pockets. Luckily, I had a couple of bucks or whatever. I'm like, okay, now look, does this bus go where I need to go? Right. So now I'm standing on the bus stop, backpack, work clothes, east side, dead on the corner. dead on the corner. Like, you know what I mean? Like, anybody been in that corner or whatever, making a left or across the street and everything like that, I'm just looking like a target. But I kept my little badge on my shit. So, you know, hopefully I was like my little camouflage. So, and I'm sitting on the bus stop for another 20 minutes or so waiting for the fucking bus while the motherfucking Mexican dude, you know, the dudes that come out with the van and open up the back of the van, pull out their whole little skinny shit with all the dressings and shit on the side, making tacos and burritos and shit. I'm all out of bounds hoping this fucking bus comes. Then I get on the bus. Now, not to sound like I'm all high up and everything like that, but it's been a long fucking time since I've had to ride a bus. You know, on public transportation is not something daggers have to fuck with in a long ass time. But, and that's also because I'm seeing too many videos of shit happening on the buses now, man. I don't need to be involved in shit. I'm trying to avoid problems. So I get on the bus. Luckily, that shit kind of seeps down to where I go. And then I got a power walk to get to y'all here and just barely made it in on time with a minute. All behind a bitch who could have said, you know what, I'm going to go do something else. So I could have been, you know what I mean? This is what I mean. All this over what, a text? Even at the fucking least, a text. Like, you know what, don't come here. Have your ride take you somewhere else. Do something else. But this is what I mean. Bitches don't care. I don't know. But that's why I'm just pissed off. That's just a sample of shit. You know what I mean? People would just be better than me. I've been talking for a cool little minute, and like I said, I know I'm dumb for being involved in this situation, but being the good person trying to look out for people, that's what I tell people all the time. I tell y'all these stories so y'all don't do it. Don't. I'm telling you not to. Don't be nice. Fuck them. They got an issue. Don't do it. Very simple. But yes, y'all, I'm sorry for just be talking. But like I said, this is what the fuck. Does this make any sense? Does this make any sense to anybody?
Not at all.
Man,
I'll tell you for
how simple, how simple could it have been? Like, this simple shit.
But see, that's the thing. When you're dealing with women, you got to realize that. This way, you already know that, dealing with women. You know?
But this is what I mean. But then this my attitude. It's like, that just shows me. But that's what I mean. That just shows me that you don't give a fuck about nothing, about my safety, about what I got going on, about me looking out for you, about just nothing, right? You can't even say anything to me about what's going on, knowing I'm coming to where you at. This is what I mean. It's not like I just popped up on the bitch or something, like, ha-ha, I'm here. Bitch, you told me to come over there. Way out of bounds. Like I said, Tip, Tip, I'm over there like on the other side of Tipno, L.A. Like, Tip, I'm on the other side of like San Pedro, like Avalon.
Hey, when you already said the east, I'm like, you know, if anybody know about L.A., South Central L.A., and you know about that, I mean, the whole L.A. is grimy, but the east side,
but let me say, but the east side, man, come on.
Yeah, the east side, period.
On foot?
Man, you would get killed at the grocery store on
man,
the east side.
And Tip, in all blue, my nigga, I'm in all blue. I really look like I'm out here cousin and shit or whatever, my nigga. But I was just wearing this because I was at work and shit. You know what I mean? They gotta look. But I'm out here in all blue and shit.
They ain't gonna understand that.
That's what they ain't gonna understand that exactly. That's just what I mean. It's not the fact, like, if it was one of those, there's just no, and they're gonna call me, like I said, I'm doing the show. They're gonna call me like 15, 20 minutes into the show talking about I'm sorry. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
You are sorry. You are sorry ass bitch.
Like,
sorry ass bitch.
That's it, so a nigga don't come get that whiff.
You know what I mean? No, I'm going to get it. I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's not like – that's another thing she don't realize. It's not like you're stopping me from getting. You're just postponing shit and you're just making me more upset about shit. You know what I mean? This is all – it's not – because – like I said, I'm a real ass nigga, but at the other hand, it's like I don't be playing the role like I'm a crazy psycho person and everything like that, but I am, bitch. I know where you be at. I know your surroundings. I know what's – it's not like I can't pop up on you if I don't want to. I just don't do that. I'm not that type of person. But that's what I mean. It's like to make people understand – or let fuck that. To make bitches understand shit, it's like certain bitches, you got to be that type of person. And
man,
I'm not trying to be that type of person, so I'm just simply saying be better than
that. Sometimes you got to go hard and be that nigga you don't want to be sometimes, you feel me? It ain't like you being Ike in the studio beating the hit out of bitch, You feel me?
If a motherfucker can't understand,
your kindness for weakness, oh man, all niceness is out the window with me.
But at the same time, you know what I'm feeling like? I feel like I shouldn't have to step out of my character for her. I should just step away from the situation, period.
That's what I'm also feeling at the same time
because when I talk to when you talk to certain bitches, you ever realize? I mean, when you try to be on some real shit and like talk to them, like yo, I'm not trying to yell. I'm trying to like hope you understand this or whatever. And then it's like talking to like the wall or like a little kid or something like that. Or it's,
hey,
or,
you sound just like me, my nigga.
Or they try to flip it around on you or something like that. It's like, bitch, you're missing the point about what we're talking here. They try to take it way somewhere else or try to turn it into something. Well, you did this like 2 years ago, or this shit happened. It's like, you know what I mean? They always try to. It's like you doing way too much. I'm just talking about right now, what transpired right now, and all this and everything. And you're not getting that. You know, they just try to. It's like a defense mechanism. It seems like, because when they wrong, it's so hard for a bitch to admit when they wrong. That's the worst. That's the worst thing is a girl that always thinks she's right, or that she can't never do no wrong, or that, you know, it's just whatever. You know what I mean? That shit is real, like, just ugh. Just ugh.
I feel you. Let you do some wrong. Like you said, you going to hear shit from 2 years ago.
Thank you. Let you do. They don't never forget shit. And no matter how good you've been doing, say you fucked up 2 years ago, no matter how good you've been doing in that 2 years of woo-woo or whatever, no matter what you do, once you fuck up or once they fuck up, they think they could bring some shit back that's going to cover up they fuck up right now or something like that or whatever. Nah, bitch, you fucked up. I'd rather you just admit it, but don't admit it like whatever and everything. Like some genuine, like, I fucked up. Like, I don't get that. Niggas at least do that. When niggas finally do get caught, when we do try to do some shit, bottom line, niggas going to be like, yeah, I fucked up, period. You know what I mean? You're going to be, if you get to that point, usually you get more respect as a man if you fuck up and then tell her without her having to find out. But bottom line is a nigga, when he gets to that point, he will bottom line say, yo, I fucked up, woo, 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 and you will get the story. You know, but you never know what's going on with these bitches nowadays, man. Never. Man. People wonder why I got
trusted. I tell them all the time, Daddy, hey, man, they stopped making good women after my mama was born, my nigga.
My mama, like I said, I was talking about my mama too, my mama the realest motherfucker. My mama would be the realest person to put me in jail. Like I said, if I fucked up, she'll be I got one get out of jail free card, and I used it already, so I can't do shit no more. But you got one get out of jail free card. Mom's always looked out for me, but she never gave me anything. You know what I mean? She made me work for mine. She made me understand that shit. She was always on a nigga head about shit. And, you know, she never ever really told a nigga no wrong. I mean, in all honesty, it may have a little slight opinion about it because, you know, that's the age difference, but she ain't never going to do you no wrong. And a nigga mama is never going to, a true nigga's mama or a real mom is never going to wish any kind of harm or see any kind of harm come to her son. Most bitches is not doing that. They're trying to put you in harm. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? And they wonder why.
Man, hey, bitch, I'm get mad at you and have all seven of her brothers come jump you, my nigga.
That's what I mean.
You feel me?
Man, well, hold on, y'all. Let's get to some music, man. Let's get into Daggers Double Play. We've been on one today, but I mean, but anybody out there listening, if you listen to the story, you're listening to what's going on here. I mean, it's no lies. It's reality. Niggas be on some shit, too. Nobody's saying that, but I'm going to say it like this, and I've always said it. Women always have the power. So if you have the power to make the right decisions and maintain doing those things, niggas will react to that since niggas react to bitches. No, women, you know what I mean? No disrespect or anything. But since bitches is out here on that ratchet shit, that I'm doing this sneaky shit, I'm having like 4 or 5 Facebooks so I can see what's going on this nigga page because he done blocked me on 3, 4 of them. You know what I mean? Or whatever the shit bitches, this is shit that bitches do. I'm not saying niggas don't, but bitches do it more. If y'all stop that, you know what I mean? Shit could change. I'm just saying because women got the power. I've been saying it, and I'm not going to stop saying it because it's true. Ladies got the power. But what y'all choose to do with it fucking boggles my mind. I just don't understand. And I don't know. So you can kind of tell where Dagger's going on today's double play because I'm on some Yeah, let me find the right track real quick. Hold on, here we go. Here's one. But we'll be right back. Dagger's Double Play, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen Z, Ashton still in the building, Young Tip. I got 2 more callers want to check in. Hold on, y'all. We'll be right back after Double's Dagger. Blah, 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 blah. Daggers double play. All right, West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Oh, shit. Come on. It's going to work. You can do it. See? Because they know I'm over here talking shit. That's why I don't want to let you play this song right here. Because this is the song I really want to hear right now. Almost. Do we got it? See. I bet a girl made this computer. I bet a woman made this computer. I was going... it's bitch's fault. All night is bitch's fault. I don't care what the problem is. She did it.
All right. The dagger. Gotta put my heart on this one, y'all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that? Fuck you, all right? For real.
Serious.
This shit right here fucked me up, man.
All right.
So, this is the only way I can express that shit.
Deal with it. Gotta keep it pushing.
Yeah.
What's love gonna do about it?
I don't know what I'm doing, but I know the path I'm choosing.
Right.
I lost a lot in life.
You
didn't plan on losing.
Uh-uh.
But here I am, a better man, and yet I stand alone. I am a king, you are my queen, but then you went and left the throne. I can't believe it, but so be it. Now it's over, dead and done. Could have fought it out together, but you rather turn and run. Begging isn't what I do for you, I did a lot of things. Still cussing, yelling, fighting.
Damn.
I pay the rent, I buy the food, I get the drink, I buy the weed. But now the times are getting hard, I guess there's more you really
what else?
Need. In the streets 5 days a week, I can't hate, she kept me straight. She told me straight out to my face.
I'm going out, I got a date.
I turn my head and walk away to smile while you
have
walking
fun.
Now I'm thinking in my head, I should
choke this bitch and knock her out.
That's some crazy shit, I know, but hey, these feelings fuck me up. Be glad my mama raised me right, so I'll just chuck these deuces up.
I'm
stomach hurt, can't even sleep. Laying in my bed alone, and all I do is count the sheep.
What?
I will no longer weep. You have my heart, don't want it back. All I got is self-esteem, and sorry I can give you that. I wanted you to tie me down. Instead, you chose to set me free. You said,
I'll always have your back.
You should
have
never lied to me, cause now I'm just a psychopathic lyricist. That broken heart is screaming.
Fuck the world and all those idiots.
Yeah, she got me started. Dearly departed, now the death would be an easy route. Gotta live my life without you. Thought we had it figured out. Tried to talk, you chose to walk. Showed me I ain't worth a thought. I gave you everything I had to give. Plus the shit I bought. Now that's just wasted money. It ain't funny, I ain't laughing. Now you out there talking shit, not telling folks what really happened. Had a ring, you had a home, you let a bitch come fuck it up. Believing every lie she told you made you chuck them pieces
later.
I'm with some new shit, I'm chucking my deuces.
Serious, man. I never wanted to feel like this.
Something better.
On some real shit.
No more time to make
I ain't got a lot of no buts on the body. A bunch of bullshit. So fuck it. Don't deal with it anyway. I gotta keep pushing, right? Don't nobody else give a fuck, so I got to.
I got so much to say, got even more I gotta do instead of worrying about your ass and who's fucking you. But hey, that ain't my biz, I'm kinda saucy, still the fire.
Shit.
Told me there was no one higher, waiting, got a new supplier. Yeah, I used to be a liar, made a change, I had to grow. Opened up my heart and soul,
and
now you wanna let me go.
Damn.
So you can go and do whatever, moving on to something better. Left me once, left me twice,
third time, that's forever.
I never wanted this, and that's enough, you got me pissed. You ain't making shit.
But still,
you talking, throwing, breaking shit.
You stupid.
Whoa. Hold up, nah, I still won't call you out your name.
Nah.
Nothing like them other bitches. Why you wanna act
Why?
The same?
Why?
This is just my pain, cause I can't lie, she fucked me up. She told the cops I fucked her up.
Then what they do?
They locked me up. I could've fucked you up, but nah, I say that's over Jerry
Either.
Springer.
Fuck you, dagger.
Fuck you too.
Whatever.
Deuces. Two middle fingers.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
Choice,
yeah. It's not in my hands, man. I did everything I fucking
Welcome out tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
We got the Daggers.
Yeah. Yes.
And also tonight.
Uh-oh.
Making his 2009 debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the band.
In the house.
Ha-ha. Yo. About to let y'all bitches have it. Here we go. Ha-ha.
Now normally this ain't my style, feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women, but I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until the nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit, look at how you screaming cussing, you the one that go to church, and yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better one. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have
shit. I could never love you, no. I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
I won't give you anything that you need.
Woo.
Except for my erection.
We I got a kiss, I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you and me. No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never happy? Raw dogging every nigga still don't know her baby daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have your own. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who ain't never home. Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break it. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking right in front of kids. Yeah, the dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch, it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some. A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done. But it takes a lot of work. And bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs.
And
your daughter's coming out of clothes.
I could never love you. I couldn't kiss a hug.
I can't do it.
I won't give you anything that you need.
What you saying?
Except for my arrest.
What else?
We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust.
Hell no.
Between you. And me.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love? Letting any nigga in their pussy mouth to do shit. High heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
get
the quarterback.
Track.
Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, suck your ass. All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure. Been a hundred just a fuck, who me?
Not never.
Yeah, you got a lot of ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see, but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying me. Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect occupation, all you do is lay around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track, at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy. You over there, give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb. Educated left and right, getting raped here and there. Then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere. That's all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer. Except some head and ass and trips.
And I could never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you. And I won't give you anything that you need.
I ain't giving you a damn.
Except for my arrest.
What else?
And we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Yeah. That's the Daggers signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what
hey,
I mean? Good looking out, Sexual Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how I work out and now go. Jack, Westside, LA all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. And everybody don't like the truth. That's all, I live in is the truth. Yeah, I'm burnt.
Granddad, have you asked yourself why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash, Martin, I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Coast, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Of course.
All right, just making sure. Hold on, let's get the panel back in. Hold up. Mr. Takeoff Man, hold on, Ashton. We got you. Hello?
Yeah.
All right, still in the game. All right, for sure. Who else? One more. Hold up. Mr. Young Tip.
Yes, sir.
All right, for sure. Now we got three new callers. Now, this one number I recognized already. We're going to see if we're going to get this caller back in now since you called in earlier, didn't say nothing. 323-7613. You got Dagger and Queen. What to do?
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm fine. You all right?
No, I'm not. Really,
yeah,
I'm not.
I see. You're hard.
I got issues. Bitches is crazy, man. I don't got time for that shit. But we gonna, who's this?
This is Kaisha.
Ah, welcome. How you feeling?
I'm feeling cool. How you feeling?
Like you said, fuck bitches right now. That's just how I feel. I'm sorry. That's just where I'm at right now.
Oh, wow. You go, oh, wow.
But hold on quick. Shout out to 909. Hold on. We got two more. 0721. I think I know who this is. Hello?
Hi, Jack.
Yeah, long time, Corey. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, actually. Wait, how you doing, though?
Nah, you've been listening. A lot of people keep asking me like they've been listening to me. I'm pissed off right now. Let's see who this is. Hold on. We're going to bring in one more person. They're going to ask me the same question. Let's see. Shout out to 909-2209. You got Dagger and Queen. Almost you got us. What it do?
What's going on, bro?
Nah, chillin'. Who this?
This is Tay. I know I ain't calling
Okay, what it do, Tay, man? Nah, man, just chilling. Like I said, it's been a while since y'all have checked in with your boy, man. Everything been good on your end?
I know it's been a while, but, you know, I think I've been asleep for the past 2 months.
Nothing wrong with it, nothing wrong. Well, like I said, I've done enough talking for right now. We're going to see. Now, Queen, we'll start off with you, Claus. Now, you've heard the story, and you hear what I've been on or whatever. And being a woman, like I said, you ain't no bitch. I believe you could be bitchy at times. I believe you have a dark side, but I mean that's like being a man and then having that nigga side. So everybody needs to be like part bitch. You know what I mean? You have to have that attitude in there. But as a woman though, like I said, am I legit for having? Do I have a legit beef right now? At least given the situation I was in, is my beef at least legitimate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. At least I don't feel like I'm crazy because people be telling me I'm crazy sometimes. Now, wait, hold on. Somebody now, y'all echoing. Hold on. I got it. Y'all can't sit in the same room and both talk on the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, let's clear that up. But yeah, go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, but absolutely, I feel like you have a beef, but I don't think that you should take it out on the whole, you know, species.
No, I'm not doing that. But there's
the bitch part. Yeah, I mean, you gotta stop.
Bitches
and all
bitches
ain't winning. But
hold on, wait, hold on, Queen. Hold on, cause I got mute. Cause obviously you're next to Koya, so hold on. Now go ahead.
Hello.
Queen. Y'all lose Queen.
Yes.
There you go. You were talking. I was trying to get this echo fixed. I'm hearing a lot of echoes and everything. Hold on, man. Everybody do it? Yeah, hold on. We need some order here. Okay. Now, Queen.
Yes?
All right. Now, cause when you were talking, right? Am I mistaken? Were you not talking?
No, I was.
Okay. Now, go ahead. Now, no echo. Go ahead. As you were saying.
Okay. Like I said, all bitches ain't women, so you gotta you gotta stop fucking with bitches. Oh my god.
Okay.
I feel bad for you because it's just like me as a female, I can't see myself really doing no fucked up shit. Like me, I'm a vengeful bitch, yes. I do shit like, you feel me, I'll fuck up your personal shit, but like I'm gonna be real about mine. Like, you feel me, I don't get revenge right off that, but believe me, I do get mine, you feel me? But when it's all said and done, Mm-mm. I
she sound like she dangerous.
I'm not dangerous, not at all. No, not at all. See, one thing that I don't fuck up a nigga's money. I don't fuck up a nigga's job. I don't fuck up niggas shit like that. Now, yeah, I don't fuck up your safety, like, you feel me? Because deep down inside, I want you to be okay, even though I may be mad at you. If I get that phone call, like, something didn't happen, I'm going to be upset. You feel me? Deep down inside, I'm going to be upset. But, like, will I fuck you up if I feel the need to? Personally, yes, I am. I will be that female. I will mess with you.
Oh wait, but somebody,
that
happened to you though, real quick. See, you bringing up what Ashley was talking about earlier. You swung on somebody. He swung back, didn't he?
See, but wait, let's go there. We can talk about that situation. See, with that situation, I was with that nigga for 4.5 years.
I'm not saying that, but wait, I
have to put emphasis on the situation that happened.
Okay.
Now, I was put through a lot, you feel me, where I could have swung on that nigga, and I didn't, you feel me? I just looked at that nigga and was like, damn, like that, you gonna fuck me up like that, like, you feel me? I was never nothing but the best bitch that anybody could ever be, nigga. I held you down, I paid for shit, nigga. I took you out, we went on shopping sprees, nigga. Your car needed gas, I did that, nigga. Whatever you wanted, I did that. So it was like, for you to sit in my face and be like, yeah, I got another bitch, I'm leaving you for this bitch, I don't give a fuck. Fuck you, get out of my face, and I was like, oh, for real, like that? So, yeah, like, after four and a half years of taking so much from somebody,
Look, now, which would you rather have? Now, would you rather him try to be that player type nigga, sit up there and keep lying to you and trying to have a girl on the side and do all that or whatever? You'd rather imagine, be like, yo, you know what? I'm done. I'm walking away. I wish I could say that to some people.
But no, you have to understand the backstory behind that. Now,
okay, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it must be a long backstory. I mean, is there an abridged version?
It is, but it's really not. Like, okay. You feel me? I when I say that I was the best bitch that any bitch could be, like,
see how girls would call themselves a bitch real easy.
Like, went out and you had babies when you was with me, you had babies with the next bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me anything different. Like, no. When I say I went through it, like, nigga, I showed up at your house at 2:00 in the morning because I'm drunk and I want to cuddle, and you got another bitch in your bed.
Whoa, like, you can't be popping up at people's houses drunk like that.
No.
I'm sorry, but no. I'm just joking. But no, in a relationship, yeah, if you're in a serious relationship, if I had an actual girl and she showed up at my door at 2 a.m., she would be getting, you know, done right. That, if I was actually in a relationship, so I was just cracking a joke real quick. Because you're in an actual serious relationship. You can't do that in a single life.
No, like, for real,
okay.
Like, I was in some real serious shit. Like, yes, you feel me? Like, but I'm not. But I was on some drunk shit. Like, I'm not about to lie to nobody. Yeah, I was. Yeah, right. Tell the truth, Claire. Tell the truth and shame the devil, Claire.
Can I ask you a question?
They got my call started. Go ahead.
I had to shut up when I paid your rent and I paid your light bill. I wasn't living there, but I paid the light bill.
Hold on, Queen, hold on. We have a question for you.
Queen, it's Young Tip. I want to ask you a question. Now,
okay.
how you said you went through all of that, him cheating, and you took him back. He had a baby by somebody else. You took him back, right?
I did.
See?
Now, would you say you allowed that because shit continued to happen and you continue to take him back?
Yep. Beat that.
I would say you allowed it. You feel me? So that's probably like
And I'm going to answer that question truthfully. Yes, I allowed that. And don't get me fucked up. When I take a nigga back, I forgive all of that. I forgive all of that. But at the end of the day, when it was all, when the situation was all said and done, everything was all said and done, and you sit back and you look back on everything that had happened, and you can tell that everything is just over. Like, yes, I have said, and yes, I had a bitch moment, and I swung on that nigga, and it felt bomb as fuck to just be like, boom.
I'm not saying you wrote for any of that. I'm just saying that the whole thing to look at is, you feel me, that you allowed it, and he probably felt like, oh, she took me back once or twice. Shit, it's nothing. And he got to the point to where he probably felt like he found something better.
Wait, let me get it on. See, Tiffany, this is exactly what I mean, what you just said right now. See, women have the power. She could have walked away, stopped, nigga, I ain't fucking with you.
Exactly, nigga, I'm done.
But what they choose
and wait, you right on that situation. But like I said, I was a fool, and I was in love. And so when you're in love, you try to make shit work because of the fact that you're in love.
But then,
you
no, there are certain things. This is,
smarter,
this is, this is,
smarter
this,
than
wait,
I'm,
hold on. There are certain things that no amount of love can, like, overshadow, erase. There are certain lines or certain points in relationships. Now, everybody's shit may be different. Everybody may have their different lines that they draw, certain things, but everybody needs to have certain lines, like, yo, these are things that will not be tolerated whatsoever. Whatever those things are on your list or whatever,
you
draw
that line early in a relationship.
That's where communication comes in.
That line has already been crossed, and you're like, okay, well, I'm already three.
But once that line is crossed, there is no.
Why not?
Well, this is what I'm at least saying now. And take it from
me. So fuck it. You feel me? So I'm just like. So with me, it was a situation where I was just like, well, fuck it. I'm gonna be back with that nigga. I'm fucking with that nigga because that's my nigga.
Well, I hope everybody's out there listening. Like I said, this is why we have these stories. Like I said, don't. I'm on that, but trust me, y'all, one strike, and not even that. If a motherfucker look at you wrong nowadays, you don't want to deal with that motherfucker. But, I mean, at the same time, like, you give people a chance, but don't, you can't, time is, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers got too much to lose nowadays. The people is too cutthroat right now. You know, everybody's just really out there for themselves at this point. There's nobody's really, like I said, not even really back in the day, just real motherfuckers be on that real type shit. We look out for each other. You don't bother me, I don't bother you. We get together, make some music, make some money, whoop or whatever, fine. If not, handle your business, I'm going to handle mine. That's just what it is. That's just what real people do. We do what we do. If we come across other motherfuckers and we get on the same page about something, then okay. If we don't, then okay, well, fine. We're going to keep doing what we do. See, now, what I will say girls do that guys don't do, it seems like to me, in my opinion, girls keep other girls around that they shouldn't for whatever reason, whether you want to call them your friend. You know what I mean? That girls keep unnecessary people around, and it's usually other women. I don't understand that. Like I said, niggas usually got their circle. They got their my niggas. Like, this is my peoples right here. Woo, 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 woo. Niggas usually can name them off. Like, that's my squad. And everybody else is like, all right. But bitches right. Having all kind of my homegirl over here, over there, her friend's cousin, and this, right? It's too much.
Ain't my cousin, ain't
what?
My friend,
ain't
none of that. Oh.
This my place, Sister Bone
Cletus. Oh, like, somebody just out the background, like, who the fuck, like, who that? Like.
That's it. Man.
But, we got Gage, question, since you the newest one in the group right now, I mean, what's your viewpoint on this? Where do you see about, you know, I mean, is there any loyalty out there anymore? Is it just whatever? I mean, what's your viewpoint on this?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I just feel like you gotta love yourself a little more, and it's just you gotta look. Like, I've went through mine about 2 years ago, and ever since then I'm just real careful. I think before I speak. I watch who I deal with, and I just don't. Like you said, it's cutthroat out there, so you can't just trust anybody off back.
Now, that I agree with you with as well is because I find myself doing that. You got to really, like, love yourself. Well, because, see, me personally, like I said, Dagger, I'm an optimist, but at the same time, I'm a realist. I just really feel like when you get used to pain and when you get used to bullshit, when you get used to people fucking up, when you get used to the things that at least I go through, it doesn't bother me. That's why I'm really not bothered by what happened, because it's just like, it's just another bitch doing some shit that she ain't had no business doing.
You are bothered.
You know?
But
I am upset, though. I'm upset. I'm not going to say
upset,
I'm not.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if I was face to face with the girl, you know what I mean, especially now and everything like that, I probably wouldn't even waste my, because I feel looking at her, if I'm trying to talk to her like I'm talking to y'all, like we just talking about the situation, but if I actually tried to explain why I'm upset or anything like that or whatever to her, it would literally be like a waste of time, you know what I mean? And I feel like I've wasted enough time. So me trying to explain this to you when it should be so fucking obvious, you know what I mean? And it's not worth it. So I'd rather just, whatever. You know,
I feel like you accept the bullshit. Because you've gone through so much, I feel like you accept the bullshit that you go through.
I mean, I
agree.
I feel like
if you would have told that bitch off and you would have told her exactly what the fuck you was feeling, you would feel a lot better. You hold a lot of shit in instead of fucking letting it out on the person that you angry at. Nigga, let that motherfucker know that
But see, this is what I be saying. Like, that's where it keeps going. People keep telling me, but I'm a nice guy. I got like psychological blocks too. Also, at the same time, like I said, I get up here and cuss with y'all because I really be feeling that way. But no, listen. Like I said, I grew up in the house. Like I said, Pops used to be on Moms. It was cussing going on all the time. That's how I got into music. Nigga had to always put on headphones to try to drown out shit. Like I said, I've heard a lot of shit, and being brought up in that, I don't want to be involved in that anymore. You know, once I realize that it has to get to that point, then it's like I'm just cool. I'd rather just not fuck with it. But
yeah,
the best thing
you can do is ignore it, and then where you mess up at after you ignore it is if you still deal with it. Sometimes the best revenge on people is just to ignore them and not say nothing at all. That's when they be feeling
but
like.
But this is where the craziness comes from. Because when you ignore, you ever try to ignore somebody that don't want to be ignored and they just go all out their way to do all kinds of extra shit to get your
and
attention?
Eventually they get tired
and they'll stop.
Hold on.
Let me ask you. Hold on. Let me get back to my niggas real quick. Thank you, ladies. Hold on. Ashley. What's some of the craziest shit a bitch did to try to get your attention? You ever been, like they're saying I should leave it, like you ever left the girl alone but she didn't want to be left alone? Like, nah, nigga, you not leaving me alone? You ever been in that situation?
Hell yeah, I just got out of a situation like that, man. This bitch, like, okay, it was like me and her cousin Jermaine, you know what I'm saying? God damn me, I'm name calling, you feel me? So me and her cousin Jermaine, we was cool as fuck throughout me and this bitch whole little relationship, you know what I'm saying? Now, this was ever since April of this year, you know what I'm saying? I just broke up with her about a month ago, you know what I'm saying? Now, me and her cousin Jermaine was cool as fuck throughout the whole damn relationship that I was going with his cousin, you know what I'm saying? And so, basically, the bitch did some foul shit, like, you know what I'm saying? I had put the bitch off in the strip club, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, once I did that, once she seen that lifestyle of them strippers up in there, she just got addicted to the lifestyle. She went off into the deep end, got to hanging out with different bitches in the club.
Lisa Ray's cousin from the Players Club. She was like Lisa Ray's cousin in that movie. Just dove into it.
Just dove head into it. All you know what I'm saying? So it was like basically the business got to fucking around and shit, you know what I'm saying? With a bunch of different people she wasn't supposed to, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Word got back to me, you know what I'm saying? And I broke everything off with the bit, moved out the bit house and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So it was like when I did that and told her that this shit is a wrap, you know what I'm saying? Don't call, stop fucking calling my phone, stop goddamn Facebooking me, bitch, stop texting me, everything, you know what I'm saying? She tried to get her cousin Jermaine to call me up on some beef and shit, like, yeah, you about to get your ass beat by Jermaine and my other cousin Marcus and this nigga and that nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? The bitch just like on some foul shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck? It's like, but see, how I looked at it is like, okay, so you get these. Hold on. This how I look at it. Now, what the fuck make you think, okay, by sending your cousins over here to jump on me, okay, and then eventually one of them is going to get smoked, one of them going to get killed behind that shit, because I do not play, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's like, if they jump me, what is that going to help the situation? That's going to make me want to say, fuck it, I want to be back with you now?
Thank you.
Are they going to jump me and make me like you?
I don't see, dumb shit. Tip, man.
Wait.
I'm talking to the homies right now. I'm sorry. I got a bug card. I'm just on the floor right now. I'm talking to the homies.
All right. Tip, man,
tell us a story, man. Tell, because I know that.
Yeah, I'm here. Now. I'm here, my bad,
tell
my nigga. I'm
tell
here.
Tell me a story. Tell me one. Keep this rolling, man. What is this crazy shit out here doing, man?
This had to be back when I was about 19. I was fucking with this little bitch or whatever. I broke it off with her. And I broke it off over the phone. I ain't telling her where I'm at or nothing. I'm like, I'm done with you. I'm cool. See, wilding out. No, it ain't over. Nigga, I'm about to come to where you at. I'm like, this bitch busting.
Oh,
I'm chilling
okay.
with the homies drinking. But look, this the cold part. We young around this time. So you feel me? I'm fresh out of high school. The bitch show up to where I'm at. Mind you, I ain't told her where I'm at or nothing. The cold part,
bitches
so
is resourceful when they want to be. Bitches is
look.
So resourceful when they want to be. But go ahead, man.
Look, this shit, the cold part, though. She ain't show up by herself. Her motherfucking mama bring her to where I'm at.
Wow.
She show up wilding and all that, trying to fight a nigga. You feel me? I get on. I try to patch it up like, man, just be cool. You feel me? So she start wilding out like, we going to talk about it. Just go home. You feel me? I ignore her a week again. Nigga, you feel me? Next thing I know, I'm coming to the crib for work. She in the house chopping it up with mom sitting on the couch. So it turned to where the bitch, like, start stalking a nigga, and I have to just be cool with it, and you feel me, kind of press her off. That shit wasn't cool, man.
That's another thing.
Showing up at the house and all that shit. Oh, nah, man.
But see what niggas got to go through. When niggas try to cut off a girl or whatever, and she don't want to accept that or whatever, then it's like, and you got to be cool. It looks like you're not fucking with her, but you got to be cool with her enough, whereas she ain't going to go crazy. Like,
yeah, it's
like,
almost like you got to still be their friend, you feel me? And
like, you just
not going to
cut me all the way off. Like, no, that, like, yeah, okay, now.
Yeah, it's like, damn, the dick was that good as shit.
Hey, bitches be flipping over the weirdest shit nowadays. But okay, Queen, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I had to holler at the homies real quick before we go to some more music. Go ahead. Hello?
The Queen don't want to host no more.
Hello? I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to cut you off last time, but like I said, I was talking to the homies, but I do apologize. The floor is yours, as you were saying. I'm sorry.
I don't know, I forgot. Oh, no, I was saying, like, I was that crazy bitch. I don't care. I've been the crazy girlfriend. I have. But after a while, nigga, you learn to move the fuck on.
But this is what I'm saying. Listen now. Like I said, don't wait. Everybody, we not sitting up here lying to y'all. All this shit that niggas be going through, you don't have to go through this. This is what I'm saying. This is why I like it when people are honest with me on this show, because nobody has to go through this shit, y'all. Like I said, move the fuck on. Leave it alone. See like y'all been telling me to do. I'm in my all right to flip totally the fuck out, like, you know what I mean, go all that. But it's like, when you think about it, it's like, why? That's really where I get. I always fast forward to the why. Like, is it really, like, worth it? And it's like, not. It's not, in my opinion. That's just me. But we're going to be back. Is Koya still around? Tell Koya to get a story ready. We need to bring things back to Hump Nights. Tell her to get a story ready, all right? We're going to be right back with Koya's story. Dagger, Queen V, Ashton in the building, Young Tip, man. We all out here. Kenesha hanging out with us. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back, y'all. Thought we were going to be right back. Hold on. Slight delay. Come on. Motherfucker. You can do it. Come on. I'm telling you, man, this computer was made by a woman. come on. We don't got that much long in the show left. Oh, man, see, this is shit I be talking about, y'all. I'm trying to, see, this is why I'm trying to run a smooth, collected show. Then if a nigga just keep talking and we just keep the conversation going, motherfuckers gonna be mad, like, niggas don't play the music, the niggas are talking too much.
No, they not. We talking about real shit.
Like
yeah, that's real shit. But I mean, y'all gotta realize, like I said, I hear a lot of shit on both sides of things. So you know, I be trying to, and you, that's the one number thing, number one thing also as well that I really gotta realize is that you cannot please everybody. That's always been.
That's why I stopped trying.
Been one of my biggest issues because, like I said, coming up in a situation here. Let me just reset this real quick. And let me speak this little verbal real quick. Fuck it. While this shit loads back up. But, you know, coming up in the situation that I was in, and, you know, being always talked about early, you know, fat kid stories and everything like that, I'm not going to get into all that right now. But, I mean, it was just, like, rough growing up for your boy. Now, when you grow up in that, you try to, at least for me, what I always tried to do was just hide what I was going through behind everybody else just being happy. That's why I'm so good at just absorbing negativity and just, you know, taking shit off. Because, like I said, I've been used to this. It's nothing to me. That's why I always like, you know, hanging out with groups of people or real people and everything like that because I like people being happy. You know, I like being around people that are actually happy. And not that I'm so drunk I can't stand what's going on and understand what I'm saying type, you know, happy, but, you know, just legit, you know, enjoyment. So I used to do a lot of shit that, you know, I would have happy people around me. Like, I would throw, like, all kind of parties and shit, you know, because I always had shit because I always worked for shit. But that's why I was always open with my shit as well. It's like, man, fuck it. Everybody come through, turned up. Everybody have a good time and everything. But, man, take it. That shit gets real old because, like I said, all them same. The same motherfuckers, the realest motherfuckers is the niggas that's always been there. And then I've seen so many people come in and out of my life. Not even in and out. They've been in and then they've been out. Once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back, you know, with me. Once you start across a certain line, then there is no coming back. There's no reset. There's no, oh, let's try this again. There's none of that shit. I don't believe in that, especially now. And like I said, I'm only 30, you know, but niggas way older than me don't even understand this. And I'm hoping niggas younger than me is listening because
I forgot the window was open. We were smoking a cigarette in the house and my feet got cold because a little breeze came through because the window was still open. My bad.
No, you're all right. But the number one thing is, like I said, and what y'all been telling me, what I've been hearing, like I said, I really got to start, like, I still talk about myself just a little bit. Just I got to start taking myself more seriously. I got to start wanting more. Because, you know, I'm one of the type of people, as bad as I think shit is, it's like, I can always say, well, there are people out there worse. You know, people out here doing this, doing that, whatever. But, man, fuck it. There's only 10 minutes left, man. We gonna chop it up for the rest of the show, and I'm just going to play one song to close out on. But we're going to let my peoples talk real quick before we get up out of here, man. Ashton, any last thoughts on the night, man? And then now, like I said, let people know where they can find your music at, what's been going on and everything. But, I mean, final thoughts. This is final thoughts for everybody right about now. Go ahead.
Most definitely, man. It's just, you know, everybody make sure y'all hook up with me, you know what I'm saying, Facebook.com. / the real Ashton Martin. I'm on Twitter.com / Ashton Martin 313. And yes, I am the first and only artist signed from the city that I stay in right now, Detroit, Michigan, that signed to the legendary Snoop Dogg. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out Doghouse Records, goddamn. You feel me? That's the label that pays me. You feel me? So, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting it in. My final word, though, for the day is this right here. You're going to have to take those grade paper, you know what I'm saying, write this shit right here down. It's about to be, like, really shit. You probably over here. Trust will get you killed. Love will get you hurt. And being real will get you hated. And, nigga, I'm faded.
Chuck, yes, I'm snap on that. If I got, what are they doing in the snapping fingers? I can't snap that fast. But yeah, that's some real shit. Good looking out, Ashton, man. Thanks for hanging out with your boy, man. You already know, anytime, man. Whenever you got the time, hang out.
So,
yes, sir. Take off, man. Ashton, Detroit, hanging out with you. Tip, man. Go ahead, man. Let people know where they can find your music out, what you got going on, and final thoughts on tonight, man.
Yeah, man, y'all could go check out that mixtape, Body Bags, Volume 1. It's still hot in the streets at Hot New Hip Hop.
YoungTipTrip.com. Search YoungTip, YUNGTIP. You feel me? And hit that mixtape link. Download it. Spread the word. Good music, bringing it back. And also, y'all come check me and my nigga K-Wise and the whole SelfX team out tomorrow night. We're going to be performing live at 10721 Burbank Boulevard in North Hollywood, zip code 916025. It's a free event. Doors open at 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., and it's 21 and over, so bring your IDs out, you feel me? Y'all come support. Like I said, that address is 10721 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 916025. We're going to be in there.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check out my man, Young Tip, SelfX. And final thoughts, man, on the bitches or whatever tonight, man. Like I said, we went everywhere. But, I mean, overall, you know what we was on today, man. It's just unnecessary shit going on. And like I said, and at least real quick, not to cut you off, but, I mean, you agree with me in a sense, like I said, women got the power. I mean, nobody's denying that. We real about that. But, like I said, what they do with it, right? I mean.
Yeah, that's basically it, you know. But on that, you feel me, just to end the little process, you feel me? I think we all need to start doing women and men, man. Just get to know people better before you could trust them, you feel me, and put your all into a motherfucker. Get to know that person better. I mean, at least a year of knowing that person. That's hard to do, but, you know, that's the only way you're going to know. And even still, you got to watch a motherfucker because niggas pull trickery out the bag like every day. Niggas, you've been knowing your all looking for change on you.
Magicians and shit. Good looking out there, man. You know you're welcome anytime, man. Make sure you holler at your boy, all right? I'm trying to get out there and fuck with y'all tomorrow, man. I can't make no promises right now. You see the shit I'm going through, but, man, if I can get there, I'm going to get there.
I appreciate that, Dagger. And shout out to Bang, y'all, man. Y'all keep doing y'all thing and spreading that love.
Good looking out, man. Thanks for checking in. Holler at us anytime. And then Miss Nisha, like I said, came in a little bit late, but any shout outs you want to give real quick? Any final thoughts on what we discussed today?
Yeah, you gotta watch and just know who you're dealing with. Trust, that trust shit is like, it won't get you nowhere. Like, honestly, I don't want to have the same thought as dudes do on females. Like, F dudes, because that's not really how, you know, it get down. But it's like that door test on that one movie. You gotta know who to trust, and that's it.
All right, Nisha, we'll check in a little bit earlier next time, all right, so we can get into full conversations. Okay?
Wow.
Thanks for being here, though, as always, all right?
I just wanted to say hey after all.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, thanks for hanging out and saying hey on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, check in with you later. Let's see, hold up. My man, let's see, Tay. Hold up. There it is, Tay.
Yeah.
There he is, man. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, man? Like I said, man, you had a lot. Although it was you, I don't know what you be having going on in your background sometimes, man, but that should be loud. So it's not like I'm trying to have you all, but that should be loud.
Yeah. Shout-outs right now. I don't think I got any, but since they're right here, I like to shout-out my parent, my mother, I should say. My daughter, my brother, my sisters, you know, you know.
Not for
I don't
sure.
Know where y'all can find me. Y'all might find me in the bush somewhere. I'm smuggling on the current.
For sure, Tay. Good looking out, man. Good looking out. And then, hold on. Is it still Corey out there? Yeah, look at Corey. Hey, Corey.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, wait, but hold on. Nah, but you hang out. I still want to hear your story. So I'm going to let Queen say her goodbyes, and then you're going to close out the show with your story, okay? So just still hang out for a second. Hold on. Queen, go ahead. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, let people know what's up, things like that. Final thoughts. Queen, from you, buddy.
Yes. I'm sorry. My final thoughts is niggas need to know who they're dealing with before they be dealing with them. Not even that. I mean, I don't know. I just... Trust is one of the things you gotta earn with a motherfucker, and I mean, shit. After so long, you gotta cut the lines loose. You feel me? I've been there. I've done that. I've learned my lesson. So you feel me? Trust is one of the things you gotta earn with somebody. So I feel like if you don't got trust, you don't got shit. So if you don't trust a motherfucker, then shit, you better get to know them or cut the motherfuckers loose. Shout outs.
Shout out to my girl Koya. I'm sorry, y'all. Koya stood up here dancing and shit. And right after I said her name, she like, yeah, boy, that's me. I'm sorry, y'all. I've been drinking that tequila, so yes, that tequila. Yes, I'm over right now. So, but shout out to anybody listening to the Bang Out Radio. I appreciate y'all. I fucks with y'all. I really appreciate it. Shout out to my boy the Dagger. I really appreciate you and everything that you do and the opportunity that you gave me. I know. I say this a lot, but you really don't know. You really don't know about this opportunity you didn't gave me, and well, I really appreciate that.
Well, it's good to be appreciated. Thank you.
And shout out to anybody trying to get that hump on tonight. I know we was talking about some downer shit, but Queen V
no
was trying
shit, it's that real shit.
I really was. Queen V was trying to get her hump on, and any other night, Dagger would be trying to get his hump on. Queen be like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. But no, tonight I was really trying to get my hump on. It's all right, though, y'all. It's all right, though, y'all. Shout out to anybody getting ready, either getting it in or about to get it in. I envy y'all right now. Fuck, I envy y'all right now. I'm sorry, I sound like a horn dog, but shit. Queen V, I don't care. Yes, I should. Yes, I have my moments. Yeah, shout out to anybody listening to Bang Out Radio. Y'all catch me any fucking time, every Wednesday, right here from 9 to 11, co-hosting with my boy the Dagger. You guys can send me y'all music at queenvzee1991@gmail.com. You guys can also follow me on Twitter. I would appreciate that. You guys can find out any links on the show and anything going on with me at this moment in time. On Twitter, at Cali Queen. Queen is spelled with a W. Fuck the U. It's with a W. Yeah, talk to me, y'all. I talk back.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Of course, y'all know Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. And again, just for starters, like I said, no disrespect. Y'all know I got much respect for the ladies and the real women that, you know, are about what they do, are real with theirs. And that's no matter what you do. You know what I mean? You could be the most businesswoman tycoon in the business world, or you could be the hoe on the corner selling your ass. As long as you're real about yours and you don't let nobody fuck with that, then I got respect for you in that manner, all right? But like I said, I know we were a little harsh tonight. I know we were in also a whole little different other shit, but I want to tell these stories because I keep telling you all the time, be better than me. Don't cut yourself short for anybody. You know, don't put yourself into situations where potentially your shit will be fucked up behind somebody else, especially if they constantly show you that they don't care. You know, I tell people all the time, and I tell y'all all the time on these shows and the things that I see, actions will always speak more than whatever anybody can ever tell you. All right? All you have to do is sit back and look at somebody's actions, and they'll show you the type of person they are or where you stand with them. You know, and then when they show you that, don't think that you didn't just see what you just saw. You know, don't think that that's not what you just saw, that's a different person. No, that's them. That's them. Now, if you're willing to deal with that shit, then fine. Then deal with it, shut the fuck up, don't complain about it. If you're not willing to deal with it, then you have your options. As you heard, we've had many options tonight. You can slap a bitch, you can fight, you can cuss, scream, do all that kind of shit, you can walk away. But it's always, and what I always say is, it's always about choice. You know, you have to choose the path you want to take. You have to choose what you choose to deal with. You have to choose what you're willing to accept. Every person is responsible for what they do. So bottom line, despite all the shit I talk tonight or whatever, I'm responsible because I knew better. So I really can't be mad at anybody but myself. I mean, I can, but it's like I knew better. I shouldn't have put myself into that situation. But, you know, me being the fucking idiot that I am, I did. But, hey, we're here. I made it. Show still went down. It was a great show. Shouts out to everybody that tuned in tonight. Like I said, Ashton Martin checking in. Young Tip, good luck tomorrow out there. Nisha, like I said, who else? Koya in here. Yeah, thank you, Koya, for checking in. Just, and like I said, anybody out there listening, anybody still out there supporting the show, anybody still sending y'all music, man, like I said, we need this. Where else are y'all going to get this much reality? Across the board. We got people, like I said, I want somebody from every state, at least one person from every state listening to Bang Out Radio, and then we'll go overseas and everything, because I already got some overseas connections already, so I'm trying to get all the states cracking first. So just talk about the show. That's all y'all got to do. Talk about the show, spread the links. It doesn't get no fucking easier than that. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, every Wednesday night, 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Fuck You Fridays, every Friday, 6 to 8, Nothing But Talk. That's all where everybody really gets the shit off their chest before the weekend gets here. I give y'all an opportunity to get that out so y'all can enjoy y'all fucking weekend. Slap Sundays, where it all started for the Dagger. Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9, where we play them slappers from the top independent artists from around the world. And then we try to slap the stupidity out of people because, damn, there's a lot of it out there. And then, of course, the Triple M Show every Monday, just the opposite of Fuck You Fridays, just all music. I just play nothing but music, whatever I feel like, whatever mode I'm in, 2 hours of independent artist music. And I still got some new shows I'm thinking about putting together for y'all. So, I mean, fuck with Bang Out Radio. Let somebody know where we at. Let somebody know what we got going on. We all in this together. L.A., West Coast all day, Dagger, Queen B, Hump Nights, and Koya, tell us a bedtime story, please.
Aw, Dagger. I didn't think you was going to give me my little bedtime story here. Hello, everyone. My bedtime story, first off, let me say I'm going to give my little final thoughts about everything, how I felt about everything, but I'm going to give you my bedtime story. Since it's West Coast Wednesday, Hump Now Radio right now, basically, I just want to know, we always have Koya's question. You know, have you ever felt, this is my question for tonight. I mean, you guys can, deliberate this and then, really think about it for the next Hump Night Radio and give me your answers. But I wanted to know, with anybody, have you ever felt like, damn, don't do that ever again? Like you ever had some sex and you just was like, fuck, don't do that. Don't do that. Even though it was bomb as fuck, but you just couldn't handle it. And he was like, fuck, don't do that.
No, I wouldn't know nothing about that. But, yeah, we'll get into that next week. We'll try to remember. Make sure you call back in next week and remind.
I will, even though I was trying to stay away from the show since I owed you a fighter and whatnot.
But, yeah, I'm glad you said that and I didn't have to. But, yeah, I'm still waiting
on that. I know
you
didn't have to because I know I told you, but I told you last time I said I got my paycheck. So you need to hit me up and let me know if you can get that lighter now.
Koya,
okay? Okay, all right, I'm done. Anyway.
Yeah, like I said, it's Hump Nights. We've been on a lot of shit. Get people back in the mode just in case somebody's out here. Get people back in the mode in case they're out here trying to take something down.
I just want to add in a good way, okay? Let's just do it like that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so it was me and my dude. Shout out to my baby. I love you. It was a moment, and we was in not even a very, very sexy, very, very formal way, but we was inside of a car. And, I'm not a very good – I'm going to admit – to the whole world and to the whole Bang Out Radio and all of that. Koya's not a very good rider. She practices and all that. My thighs ain't too in fit. So I'm on top. Okay? And I'm on top. And I'm riding and I just had a nice, wonderful nut from head and I was just like, fuck, this is way too soon to be hopping on top and trying to ride. So anyway, I did, and I was just like, wait, hold on. So I got kind of weak. Daddy took care of it.
and I was weak and I couldn't ride how I ride because my thighs was a little bit weak from the first nut. And then he took control and he held me with the palm of his hands and lifted me up, and he was doing the work, and I was just like, what the fuck? Nuts came back to back, like four nuts, and I was like, I can't do it. Wait, hold on, couldn't even control it. And it was just coming back to back, like boom, 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 boom. Never had that experience. I ain't too far in long in that game, you feel me? Like, I ain't never, my sex life was not very experienced like that. But I've never experienced what I had experienced in that time.
All right.
And, you know, my baby, he sweats. And we were talking about sweating. And my baby, he sweats a lot, like, profusely. I don't think it's nasty. I feel like, oh, my God, it's kind of sexy to me. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, damn, you putting in work. Thank you. You know? So, coming in back to that, he holding me with both his arms. And he just putting in work, pounding. And I'm just like, damn, daddy. Whew. And I don't usually talk dirty talk during sex. I just usually moan. And I usually don't talk dirty talk, no nothing. It came out of nowhere. I promise to God, came out of nowhere. I started calling him all types of names in the world, like in the book. I was like, Daddy, Poppy, all of that, all in one session. All in one session. I was like, fuck, because my nuts kept coming back to back. And I'm just like, fuck. And I'm like, who's this? And I was like, what the fuck am I saying? Like, I promise.
Wait, you were saying who's is it?
I was saying it. Ain't that some shit? It's not funny because I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never talked dirty talk. I never talked during sex or none of that. It was just like, I don't know. I don't even know where it came from. I was like, damn, what the fuck? No. I was like, not yet. Every time I nutted, I was like, not yet. And I couldn't do nothing because he was putting in all work and he was on the bottom. And I was like, what? Oh, my God, this is crazy. After we was done, I promised to God the whole seat
ew,
was like
all nasty
a fucking walkie. Yeah, it was nasty, but it was
hey, that nasty, that nasty dirty sex, though, ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, well, thank you.
It was kind of nasty and dirty in a little bit because it seemed like the whole seat was soaking wet, like somebody poured a pail of water on it. And it was like, I was like, God damn, did I do that? I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because, I mean, that's the just a little hit. I mean, that's the guy's ultimate goal. When you make that girl spring that leak and just spurge everywhere, fuck up shit, there's nothing. Then you know you done something right.
It was wonderful, and it was crazy, and it was wonderful. But,
it was funny.
You know,
but you talking
but
you talking about how, like, you just started calling out names and all kinds of stuff. It was funny. A girl surprised me once. A girl surprised me once.
Poppy, daddy. I mean, I only had one daddy in my life, and then all of a sudden I accumulated another.
It was
funny because
it was just funny because
a girl,
I was with a girl, and it was funny.
I mean, it was kind of funny afterwards because I was laughing. I could go and be like, damn, I had one of them damn moments, you know, to one of my closest homegirls, like, fuck. And I guess to the rest of the world, since I'm on Bang Out Radio, the best radio station on the internet, as of any other day that is on a Wednesday, but I'm just saying, I will admit it to the whole entire world. I give a damn if I break up with him and then get with another. That one goes in the book.
Damn.
But
that's cool.
Like,
it's just funny.
I was like, don't ever do that again. Don't ever. I don't think I can take it.
The thing is, girls can't take it. I mean, you ain't got no choice when it comes down to it. You ain't got no choice.
I know.
It was funny because I was in a situation, just real quick before we leave today, I was with a girl, and then she was right, but, I mean, it was just the weird thing because she actually, like, she, it wasn't weird. It was just, I just never experienced before because the girl hadn't actually done that when I was with her and everything. But I mean, she was like all into it. She actually started growling. You know what I mean? Like you're like growl, like literally like I'm like, oh, like okay, like. But no, we'll say that for next week, y'all. We out of here, y'all. Thank you, Koya. We'll see you next week. L.A. West Coast all day. Dagger,
bye.
Queen V, Hump Nights. We'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Fuck You Fridays. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. We out.